You are on Texas Standard Time.
The end may be near for straight ticket voting in Texas. House Bill 25, which would ban the practice, passed out of the Senate yesterday. It's got one more stop in the lower chamber before heading to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. Prominent Democrats are decrying the bill, saying it would dilute Democratic votes. But what if the opposite were true? Could a change in the law give Dems an edge in the future? Mark P. Jones thinks it's possible a change to straight ticket voting in Texas could benefit Democrats. He's a political science fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Mark, good to speak with you.
Great to speak with you as well.
So this, I understand, has become a partisan issue with Democrats coming out against the plan. What's their rationale?
Well, the Democrats believe that this would have an adverse impact on Democratic voters, especially ethnic and racial minorities, that it would potentially drive down turnout and cause what's called enhanced roll-off. That is, people who vote in the top-level races, say governor, member of Congress, but then don't vote in the lower-level races like county commissioner, district judges, and justice of the peace, and that the end result would be that the Democratic Party would suffer.
But you argue the opposite could be true, that this could be a boon to Democrats in the future. How do you see that?
Well, I think it really depends on what perspective you're looking at it from. For a Democrat looking at statewide elections, one of the reasons why the Democrats have not won a statewide election since 1994, that's 129 straight defeats,
wow,
is because of straight ticket voting. That is, voters walk in, they vote generally for the more popular candidate, like a Greg Abbott or a Rick Perry. And then in doing so, they just cast a straight ticket Republican ballot for all of the people who are down ballot.
So if this is true, then why are Republicans coming out so strongly in favor of the bill?
It's tough to know. I guess one rationale could be that Republicans believe that their voters, even in the absence of straight ticket voting, will continue to go down the ballot and vote for all the Republican candidates at a greater rate than will happen for Democratic voters. Or, and these aren't mutually exclusive, Democratic voters will be discouraged by the longer lines they find at the polls in a greater manner than Republicans. Because remember, in counties like Harris County, for instance, in a 2018 election, people will have to vote in more than 100, or right around 100 races. If you're doing that straight ticket, you can do that in about a minute. If you're not doing straight ticket, it may take 15 minutes or 10 minutes. That could create longer lines, and Republicans may believe that their voters will, you know, stay in the line, or they'll go vote early, or they'll vote by mail, and so that they'll benefit disproportionately. Another belief would be that Republicans are willing to accept the potential for a rare statewide loss to help avoid some of the county sweeps or near sweeps that they suffered, like in 2016, where they lost all the seats in Harris County, all the races in Bexar County that were countywide, and almost all the seats except for one up in Dallas County. And so that this type of reform might help them in that respect.
Now, if this does move forward and the governor signs it, Democrats, even though you predict it might be in their favor, won't be able to ride on that alone. What else do you think that they would need to do to get a shot at victory, particularly in these, you know, bigger statewide races?
Well, I think what the key in the current legislation as it came out of the Senate has it not going into effect until 2020. The original House version that the Senate brought to the floor had it going into effect in 2017. So we'll have to see how, you know, which version actually ends up being adopted. I think what you'll see is that if it does pass, you'll find Democrats targeting the weakest members of the herd. So the Republican statewide office holders who in the past would have essentially been swept into office on the coattails of either the gubernatorial candidate, a Senate candidate, or in a presidential election year, the presidential candidate will have to fight more on their own. And in those races, the more vulnerable members, say in 2018, if it were to be the case, someone like Ken Paxton, who is facing three felony counts, or Sid Miller, whose tenure in office has provided an enormous fodder for anyone to go after, that Democrats might try to go after those positions, with attorney general being especially attractive because it's the third most powerful position in our state's plural executive. And it would be a race that if a Democrat won it, like say a Julian Castro or a Rafael Anchia, would provide a nice base for Democrats to build moving towards the future.
Mark P. Jones is a political science fellow at the Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. Mark, thanks again.
No, thank you.